from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous and Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from Winnipeg, Manitoba, country blues musician, Mr. J.C. Campbell. He is a singer, songwriter, and performer. He has new music out and is about to release his fourth album, and he'll be in the house to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Let's turn it up. Let's get the show started with something from J.C. Campbell. Here's Old Country Song.
Driving along, you hear an old country song about hurting, cheating, and leaving. You turn up the sound, cause the rain's pouring down, and the song is hitting too close to home. The verses tear you apart, the chorus rips out your heart. As your life unfolds in thought, the memories move on and on. Yeah, living that old country song. In spite of the fall, you're thanking all those old songs about hurting, cheating, and leaving. You pick up the pieces and dust off your life. Say a prayer for old country songs. The verses
music from J.C. Campbell. He'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. That's Old Country Songs. Here's John McLeod, Razor Wire. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
It's a crying shame. night when all the killers are down. I hear the teardrops splashing on that concrete ground. It's a dangerous game. They cry for their own pain. A razor wire. It gleam on that sunny day, tempting you to try be on your way. You try to swagger like you don't care, but you're always under that wire's glare. Raise a wire, it's a scary cries for home. Worst kind of pain, a baby mama's pain. Squeeze the bars till her hands turn blue. Razor cuts raindrops in two. She hears the screams from down the hall and slips back to the is a wire. It's a lonely game. A razor wire pain, giving me no pain. Razor wire pain, working on my brain. Razor wire pain.
Subsiste encore au rythme du tambour pour un protecter tous nos frères, les animaux, à te quoi payer.
That's music from Mike Paul, title track, Origin. All right, here we go, Wolf's Heart. Jose Feliciano. This is Red Dust on Route 66. I'm Larry K.
хотан ади хашэл тёол ээ.
Mexican Institute of Sound from Mexico City. I'm Larry Kay. Hey, I'm going to give you our new phone number. We have a new Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-628-4837. That's 936-NATIVES. Now you can leave us a message anytime you want. Leave us a message and let us know where you're at. If you like our station, what station you're at, what station you're hearing our show from, just give us a ring. The Two Buffalo Studios talking text. That's 936-NATIVES. I want to hear from you. Donate now and support the Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. The Indigenous in Music and Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit that needs your support to continue providing meaningful and memorable events. Contributions from you help share our story through our radio program, permanent and rotating exhibits, our virtual online gallery, events, and our music archives. Your donation directly supports our mission and is greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for supporting us, our musicians, and our artists. Music now from QVLN. This one is Voodoo Child. Music from Julian Taylor and the Julian Taylor Band, Hot Heels. I'm Larry Kay. Coming up next in our spotlight, J.C. Campbell will be on deck. Next, we'll be right back. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Winnipeg, Manitoba, country blues musician, Mr. J.C. Campbell. He is a singer, songwriter, and performer. He has just released a new single out and is about to release his fourth album here real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. J.C. Campbell. Hey, J.C.
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Kind of hot down here in Sarasota, Florida. How's it up there? Manitoba.
It's pretty hot today, too, but nothing compared to the heat that's down there, I'm sure.
You'll have to come down and visit. Check us out sometime.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to come down to Florida again.
Sure. And where are you calling in from tonight?
Well, I'm calling in from Steinbach, Manitoba, which isn't too far from Winnipeg, up here in Canada. And, just about an hour from where I was born and raised.
Sure. And how's the music scene up there?
It's good, yeah. You know, Winnipeg, Manitoba is pretty much the central Canada, so it's a bit of a hub when it comes to music. And, tons of good music coming out of there, lots of great people.
Sweet. Well, hey, great to have you on the show. So why don't we start by telling us a little bit about you, and then we'll get into the new music that you're about to release. So go right ahead, J.C.
Okay, well, my name is J.C. Campbell. I'm a singer and a songwriter. I've been writing songs for a better part of 30 years and playing guitar for just over 30, I guess. I've got a couple albums out, two produced albums and one demo album that... was my first release, which was just demos, and a good friend, Errol Ranville from the Seaweed Band, there suggested I put the songs together on one CD and submit it, and that was my, I guess, entry into the music scene, the Indigenous music scene up here in Canada, and it took off from there, and thankfully it was nominated in two separate categories. It had me singing on the big... televised TV show, right, my first appearance, and it just kind of went from there, and here we are many years later, and I'm set to release my fourth album, and this time around that's a little bit different because I've got a bit of a team behind me, so I'm excited about how things are going to be going here.
Right on. Now, have you always been into country? I know you've added blues. I like country blues.
Growing up, that's what my parents listened to. My dad was more on the blues side. My mom was more Willie and Waylon.
Sure.
And it was a good mix of both. And I think I really took from the combination of that and AM radio up here, 70s kind of music, and put it all together and kind of came out with my own sound, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, who writes all your music? Do you have help, or are you the soul?
No, I do. I write my music.
Good
lyrics and music.
Good work.
And I've been lucky that way. It's kind of neat that in the whole family, both sides, there's only been one composer, and that's my dad's side is my grandpa Orton. He played the fiddle and he wrote music.
Sure. Now you mentioned mom and dad were both into music. Who steered you in the musical direction? Who got you going?
I'd have to say it was my dad because although my mom was a big music fan and always had music playing every time, cleanup days and stuff like that. But my dad, I'd seen him on stage when I was just a wee guy, five or six. And we went to this little mini festival and we were sitting in the audience watching. And all of a sudden, my dad gets up and he says, "Hang on, I'll be right back." And he goes up, all of a sudden he's up on stage singing this bluesy number. And I just was in awe. And everybody else was because his voice was so deep and rich, and I think it just inspired me to want to make people look at me that way.
Sure, follow his direction.
Even at a young age. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, who's on your team? You mentioned you joined the Maryland music group.
Yeah, Medellinen Music, Mark and Laura Medellinen. My first time being represented, it's such a difference in everything when it comes to music.
Sure.
The way it is, especially nowadays, to have someone behind you and someone kind of steering the ship, because up until now, it's been me, and this is how far I've gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
myself. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. If you got a team with you, then it takes it takes all the burden off of you.
it makes a big difference, yeah. And they're great people, with this COVID-19 that's affecting mm-hmm. everybody. They've just been super cool about the whole my situation, mm-hmm. in that they're allowing me to release a single that I had recorded prior to jumping on with them. So just because things are delayed, you know what I mean?
Sure.
They're cool enough to see that and to be like, yeah, go ahead, release that other song, and I'll probably release an independent kind of a song here very shortly as well called Six String.
Right, right. Well, we're waiting for it. Send it to us
when
it's ready. You have a big fan base. How do you reach out to them?
Well, mainly Facebook, Instagram. I also have a website. It's www.thatjcguy.com. And all my music's on there. It's open for everybody to have a listen to. And, my first time having a website as well, so I'm excited about how that's going.
Right on. And, JC, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably on Facebook or you know, on the website. My email is on there as well on my website. And Facebook. Everybody does the Facebook, so that's an easy one there.
All right.
And it's just JC Campbell. That's all you got to search.
Good deal. JC Campbell is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with JC Campbell. He has a new single out and a new album following, which will be available on all music platforms. And you can find out all about JC on his homepage at thatjcguy.com. Right on. JC, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
My pleasure, Larry. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, keep us informed. Any new developments, we'll definitely post them for you.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, we'll bring you back soon. We're going to play you JC's new single. Here is Tell All the People.
Jesus was a friend of mine, forced upon me by grand design. He was a man, or was he? There was a way, or was there? The white man, he was the slayer, and the church was the grandmaster player, taking our kids from. Just as long as we tell them all the truth. So tell all the people what you went and done when you came to this land and started killing everyone. Tell all the people everything you've ever tried to make sure we didn't stay alive. So don't hide your shame, don't lay no blame. You're the one who can make it right. So tell taking all our young. Tell all the people everything you've ever tried to make sure we didn't stay alive. So don't hide your shame, don't lay no blame.
That was music from JC Campbell, and that was his new single, Tell All the People. In case you're just tuning in, JC was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Now back to the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, and Indigenous of Music with Larry Kay.
See the ladies all insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I headed for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? It must be real. It feels so good. It feels so good. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Well, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it matter?
Music from Black Hawk Waters. I'd never been to Spain. You can now give us a call on our new Two Buffalo Studios talking text line. Yeah, at 936-NATIVES or 936-628-4837. Let me know where you're at, what station you're listening to, or do you want to request a song? It's our new Two Buffalo talking text at 936-NATIVES. Ain't that cool? Yeah. All right. Flamingo it Star. Smooth Pipe.
Like happy. Thank you.
Donate now and support the Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. The Indigenous in Music and Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit that needs your support to continue providing meaningful and memorable events. Contributions from you help share our story through our radio program, permanent and rotating exhibits, our virtual online gallery, events, and our music archives. Your donation directly supports our mission and is greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for supporting us, our musicians, and our artists. Music from Stolen Identity via Paul over in LA. Hey, I'd like to thank my guest, JC Campbell, for stopping by and giving us an update on his new music, new album that he's about to release. Good, good, good country blues. And if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come on over, check us out. We've got a lot of things happening over there. You're always welcome to stop by. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.